deserve the glory. You deserve the honor tonight. Father, give all praises unto you this evening. Because if it was not for you, we would not be here tonight. Fathers, we come now surrendering ourselves, our lives before you. We come with great humility. Father, we believe we have seen that, Lord, if we can come, if we can humble ourselves down, that's when God picks us up. Help us to be as humble as possible. Lord, we need your presence once again. You blessed us these few days, Lord. You have extended gratefully your presence to us. It was above measure. It was above our expectation. And dear Lord, as we have come again, your presence is enough for us. Father, we are so thankful tonight that your presence makes a difference. When Mary and Martha, Lord, when they lost a brother, a loved one, Jesus was not there. But Father, when they heard Jesus was on his way, hope, a revival started because your presence made a difference. May your presence make a difference in this service tonight. Come down like never before. We pray, Father, that you undertake for us once again. We undertake, we pray, O God, as we take all spirits under our control. In the name of Jesus Christ. You ask Moses, why wait for thus saith the Lord, when you have thus saith. Fathers, we claim each blessing tonight. We claim, Lord, each revival tonight. We have come here to receive from you. We are grateful and thankful for these testimonies. Will you speak to us once again tonight? The way you just know how to do it. You know the needs of your people. You know the desires of your people. We pray, you know what we are facing and the challenges that we are battling it out there, Lord. We are thankful for your word. In Jesus' name. Come on the scene tonight, Lord. Come on the scene, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Before we take our seats,
Satagarapasi. Tine kutenda zvakanyanyisa manhero ano. Mwari vatipa nyasha. Tiri kufara zvakanyanya kunge tiri muimba yaShe.
I heard all these announcements of the wedding anniversaries.
Tanzwa zviziso zvema wedding anniversary.
And I almost become jealous. Tomorrow is my wedding anniversary.
Mangwana, I wedding anniversary yangu.
16 years in marriage.
Makore 16 mumuchato.
My wife is not here to celebrate.
Tsimayanga asipano kuti tipembere.
But I'm thankful for the Lord.
Asi ndinokutenda kunashe.
He kept us together as a family.
Akati chengeta pamwe chete semhuri.
And we got so used.
Tajaira.
That when these days coming and these beautiful days like anniversaries and birthdays and
chiona,
getting so used.
Chiona mazuva ema birthday nema anniversary akaisvonaka achiuya tatoma jaira.
These days that you're celebrating with your family.
Mazuva pane mazuva munopembera nemhuri.
We are not so, we it always happened that I'm not at home.
Zese pazvino wanzoitika izvi zvinoitika pandinenge ndisiko kumba.
But I'm thankful tonight.
Asi ndinotenda manherano.
That I can stand here and be grateful and thankful.
Ndogona kumira pano ndogoyemura ndogotenda.
For the Lord, for the wife that he gave me.
Kunashe nemudzimai waakandipa.
A companion, a friend.
Ame pedyo shamwari.
And a mother to our children.
Amai vevana vedu.
And a support to the ministry.
Ne tigiro kushumiro.
I want to salute her and I want to thank the Lord for what she has been added to this ministry for the last 16 years.
Ndoda kuvasaluta nekuvatenda ndichitenda Mwari nezvese zvakaita kushumiro iyi pamakore aya 16.
St. John chapter 11.
Johani chitsauko 11 tinoverenga.
John chapter 11.
John chapter 11.
We are thankful for these testimonies.
Tinotenda nezvapupu izvi.
I want to tell you tonight that's not it.
Ndoda kukudzai kuti manheru ano kuti
there's more testimonies coming in.
Pane zvapupu zvimwe zviri kuuya.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngarikudzwe.
You know, when I looked at the picture of the prophet,
you
remember the picture where the angel of the Lord was on the platform?
I wonder, platform.
Do you have that picture on your laptop there where the angel was behind and also the face of Jesus Christ and the flowers was growing? That's it.
Okay, no picture I show you.
When I looked at that picture, you know, when you have such an anointing, you know, I read, one brother wrote a little portion about this picture. And we are so thankful for the Lord that we are enjoying the very same anointing. This is not just a picture. The very same angel was here last night. The very same angel that you see in this picture was here last night.
And
when a presence like this is in our midst, anything can happen.
Kana upo wakadai uri pakati pedu chero chipi chinogona kuitika.
That's why we are not afraid for the devil.
Ndokusaka tisingatye Satan.
Today sometimes there's a people today they didn't want to keep these pictures in their houses. They don't want these pictures.
Vamwe vanhu havatodi mapicture aya kungarimo mudzimba dzavo.
But this is what we live for.
Asi izvi ndo zvatinoraramira isusu.
This is the anointing that we want, that we want with us. We want the presence of the Lord to encamp us. If you have prophesied last night, you have received it. You have received it. There's no demon in hell that can stop you from your blessing. The testimony that we receive tonight is only but a foretaste of what is coming.
Chapupu chatanzwa manheru ano kungoravira bedzi kwezvikuru zviri kuuya. Zitarashe ngari kutsva.
Says he promised us.
She vakativimbisa.
Told us in his words.
Akatiudza mushoko rao.
If you can believe.
Kana ukakwanisa kutenda.
All things are possible.
Zvinhu zvose zvinogoneka.
God will move. God will shake every condition.
Mwari vanozunungusa mamiriro ese ezvinhu.
What about the Hebrew brothers?
Ko vakomana vaive chiHebheru.
They faith.
Vakava nekutenda.
Brought him down.
Utenda kwavo kwakava kwakaburutsa Mwari. Moto wanga uripo.
But they did not burn.
Asi havana kutsva.
That's the God that we serve.
Ndo Mwari vatinoshumira.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngari kudzwa.
He's here tonight again.
Vari pano zvekare manherano.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngari kudzwa.
John chapter 11 verse 38.
John 11 verse 38.
It's a very We're taking very simple text scriptures in the Bible this week.
Tirikungotora magwaro akareruka mubhaibheri vhiki rino.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngarikudzwe.
So that each one of us can understand. Amen.
Kuitira kuti mumwe nemumwe wedu anzwisise.
This is outreach meetings.
Aya ma meeting ekuparidzira vari kunze.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngarikudzwe.
Jesus therefore again groaning in himself come to the grave.
Ipapo Jesu akafa zvine shungu mukati make akasvika pabwiro.
It was a cave and a stone lay upon it.
Iro raiva bako nebwe rakanga riri pamusoro
pa. Jesus said, "Take you away the stone."
Jesu akati bvisai ibwe.
Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days."
Jesu akati, Marita hanzvadzi wakafa akati kwaari, "Ishe, watonhuwa zvino nokuti wava namazuva mana ari mubwiro."
Jesus said unto her,
Jesu akati kwaari,
"Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?"
Handina kukuudza here kuti kana ukatenda uchaona kubwinya kwaMwari.
Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid.
Ipapo vakabvisa ibwe kubva panzvimbo pakanga paiswa akafa.
And Jesus lift up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me."
Zvino Jesu akasimudza meso ake kudenga akati, "Baba, ndinokuongai nokuti mandinzwa."
"And I knew that thou hearest me always."
Uye ndakanga chiziva kuti munosindinzwa nguva dzose.
"But because of the people which stands by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me."
Asi ndakazvireva nekuda kwavazhinji vakandikomba kuti vatende kuti vakandituma.
"And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.'"
Wakati areva izvozvo akadanidzira nenzwi guru akati, "Razaro, buda."
"And he that was dead came forth."
Wakanga akafa akabuda.
"Hand and foot with grave cloth."
Akapombwa makumbo namaoko nemicheka yobwiro.
"And his face was bound about with a napkin."
Nechiso chake chakapombwa nomucheka.
Our message for tonight.
Mhare yedu yemanheru ano.
Jesus said unto them.
Jesu akati kwaari,
"Loose him.
Musurungurei.
And let him go."
Mumusiye aende.
Father, bless us tonight. We are about, Lord, to prophesy again. Any demon power, any evil spirit, any disease, any sickness, any problem, any situation, Father, no matter what it is, even if we can't say it by name, lose it. Lose him. Hallelujah. Take control now over this service. In Jesus' name, amen. You can take your seats for a while. Lose him and let him go. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight is a different service. Brothers and sisters, I pray, I say, "Lord, what should we do tonight?" I pray, I say, "Lord, what do you want us to do?" Praise the name of the Lord, and the Lord gave me this little text. Amen. He said, "Tonight is the seventh night of this campaign."
Zwara nasi ndo zware shinomwe rema
campaign is the number of God.
7 in number ya Mwari.
Number of completion.
In number ya kukwaniswa.
Number where God will finish up where everything is finished.
It's
a complete number.
Tomorrow
will be the eighth day.
I
said, Lord, what do you want us to do tonight?
Then
the Lord gave me the scripture. Placing the emphasis tonight on deliverance. Tonight will be a deliverance service. So tonight, brothers and sisters, we are going to challenge the devil tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. We are here to challenge the devil. We are here tonight. Because God has told us to do it. So if you are bound, if you are bound in any way, if you need deliverance in any way, praise the name of the Lord. He's here. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is here tonight. And He is more than able to do what He has done. Praise the name of the Lord. You need deliverance. He's here to deliver you. What is important tonight is to be honest. That's the only way how God can help us. After all these few days, He has proven Himself that He can do what He told us He can do. Praise the name of the Lord. Last night,
our
brother claimed his prophecy. And today, the Lord gave him his heart's desire. Praise the name of the Lord. So tonight, Jesus told Mary, people around the grave, lose him. Last night, we stood in front of dry bones. No life in those bones. But the Lord asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Says, Lord, you know. Says Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy. And tonight, it's again God expecting from us to loosen all those napkins. Praise the name of the Lord. So whatever you face, whatever you are battling with, whatever the devil has troubled you, the Lord is here tonight with a message. Go with Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, may every sick turn loose. May every sickness turn loose from the people. At this moment, may they be set free from all of their sicknesses and afflictions that they have. I charge Satan by the presence of Jesus Christ in the commemoration of His word that said, in my name they shall cast out devils. We as believing men and women, we challenge this devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave this congregation.
If me,
I'm out of every one of them. And may they go free tonight to go home to find themselves free. Can somebody say free? Can somebody say free? Free from sicknesses. Free from pain. Free from affliction. Every one of them. Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, may it be so. Praise the name of the Lord. Prophet said the same thing. Said the same thing.
And the Taura Chinuchete
and the resurrection of Lazarus.
Mukumus Kwakarazar.
Lose him.
Musunungure.
Change him.
Mushandure.
He's been tied.
Angaga Sungwa.
Let him go.
Musia aende.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zitarashengarkut.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
Revenge.
The earth will be loosed.
Nyika isha sunungurwa.
From the grip of Satan.
Kubva mukubata kwa Satan.
It'll be loosed.
Isha sunungurwa.
It'll be loosed from politics.
Isha sunungurwa kubva matongero enyika.
It'll be loosed from denominational vision systems.
Sunungurwa kubva muchinamato chechidenomination.
To be used for the kingdom of God.
Yoshandisirwa umambo hwaMwari.
To be established. Here on the earth,
your God's got pano,
but as long it's in the hand of Satan,
asi kane kangora meri mokwa Satan.
Politics, Satan, the ruler of the earth.
Matongero enyika Satan, mutongo enyika.
He owns it.
Die muriswa.
It belongs to him.
Deake.
But now Christ has redeemed it.
Asi Christ wakai dzikinura.
One time. It was his property.
Yanga iri yake.
But now,
asi zvino,
one time,
imwe nguva,
that little woman was his property.
Mudzimai uye anga ari wake.
But not now.
Asi kwete iye zvino.
He come to lose.
Maona, akauya
kuzosungura. That's where our emphasis is on tonight.
Ndo patiri kunyatsodonongodza ipapo.
He has come to lose.
Akauya kuzosungura.
The grip.
Kubata.
That Satan has upon his people.
Kwa kuna Satan pamusoro pevanhu vake.
He has come to lose the grip.
Akauya kuzosungura kubata.
My precious brothers and sisters.
Hamani hanzvadzi dzangu dzinokosha.
You will be amazed.
Mucha shamisika.
With what people is battling with.
Nezvinhu zvirikurwiswana nazvo nevanhu.
What they have been fighting every day of their lives.
Zvavanga vachirwisana nazvo mazuva ese upenyu hwavo.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Sarashe ngari kuti.
Hallelujah. But we are thankful tonight.
Hallelujah. Tinotenda
manherano. The Lord is here.
Kuti ishe vari pano.
He's going to lose that grip.
Vachasunungura kubata.
He's going to lose that grip.
Vachasunungura kubata.
That Satan has upon your life.
Uko Satan ainako pamusoro pepenyu
wako. We are all Christians.
Oto hama tiri
vakristu. We are coming to church.
Tirikuya kuchechi.
Well, that's fine.
Hongu zvakanaka.
But somehow.
Asine imwe nzira.
While the word is going forth. While the word is going forth, you know tonight, somehow, there's a place that
Satan
has put a grip on your life. There's a devil
has
settled himself.
Yes,
occupied. You have he's squatted.
Squatter.
He is comfortable.
Akanya to dekara.
Yes.
Oh.
Now there is the place.
Ipapo ndonzvimbo.
That God tonight.
Iyo mwari manherano.
You say, brother.
Kuti hama.
I need deliverance.
Ndoda kudzikinurwa.
Tonight.
Manherano.
Is your deliverance.
rudzikiriro rwako. We have come,
tauya,
to lose,
kuzosunungura,
all the napkins,
micheka yose.
We have come tonight,
tauya manerano,
to lose,
kuzosunungura,
all the grave cloths around you,
kubata kwese kuri pauri.
We have come tonight to set you free. Because the Bible says, who Christ has made free, you need, oh my, Church of the Living God. You deserve to live in freedom. I'm not talking about the freedom outside. You find people tonight in their houses, they don't have freedom. In their homes, they don't have freedom. Somehow something is binding them. Tonight,
Manerano,
we're gonna lose all those grave
clothes
that was holding you from total freedom. Yes. Complete deliverance. Complete freedom. You will be like an eagle. Oh my.
Oh,
you will be like an eagle. There's no other bird. You know, you are not going to imagine you are an eagle. You will open up your wings. That's what you call, I am free. Christ has made me free.
Christu, wandi sunungura.
The higher I go,
ndichikwirira,
the better I can see.
Ndozva ndipano kwanisa kuona zvakanyanyisa.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zvitara shangari kuti.
Freedom.
Rusununguko.
Flying above your circumstances.
Kubhururuka pamusoro pemamiriro
ako. Flying above your problems.
Kubhururuka pamusoro pematambudziko
ako. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You remember the prophet one time?
Unoranga na profeta imwe nguva?
We building a platform here.
Tirikuumba platform pano. Profeta
imwe nguva. He was watching the eagle in the tree.
Anga akatarisa chapungu.
And while he was with the gun was this side, and the squirrel was playing that side, and the eagle was in the tree there.
Chapungu chiri muta.
And he said to himself, the eagle,
chapungu,
confidence.
Changa
confidence. He know what God has given him. You know what God has given us? He gave us His word. He gave us only the Old and the New Testament. Praise the name of the Lord. He gave us both wings to fly. You know, one time we went to the zoo. We saw the eagles in the cages. You know, as the prophet always said, he said, it is an awesome sight to see.
Hanzi zvino chinhu chinosuisa kuona chapungu chiri mukeji.
He says there's a more beautiful sight to see.
Hanzi ndochi chinosuisa kuona icho.
Yes sir.
Hongu changamiri.
It's a beautiful sight.
Chinhu chinosuisa.
To see when somebody
kuona umwe munhu
is been caged up.
Anga akaiswa mukeji.
Is been caged up.
Akaiswa mukeji.
And is been robbed from his freedom.
Aka torerwa rusununguko rwake.
The eagle had confidence.
Chapungu ichanga chine ruvimbo.
The prophet says.
Prophet anoti.
Say God.
Ishe.
Tonight.
Manheru ano.
When you come up out of the world.
Mungabude here kubva mushoko renyu.
You separate yourself
Moshpatanura
from all your earthly sources.
Kubamu
all the old parties.
Kubaku kuzinu shekari.
You used to go. Worldly amusements. Drinking, smoking, and gambling.
Kunwa kuputa nekutamba njuga.
All those things are separated.
Zvinhu zvose izvi zvinopatsanurwa.
And you are walking amongst the strange people.
Wakufamba pakati pevaye.
That you haven't known before.
Vanhu vausati vamboona.
That say amen.
Vanoti amen.
And spirit filled.
Vakazadzwa nemweya.
Believing in all things.
Vachitenda muzvinhu zvose.
Hoping in all things.
Waiting
for the coming of the Lord.
Vakamirira kuya kwashe.
Professing to be pilgrims and strangers.
Vachitaura kuti vaeni uye vapana.
Nothing of this world.
Hapana kana chenyika ino.
Don't desire it.
Havatomboshuviri.
Falling away from the things of the world.
Vachiwa kubva pazvinhu zvenyika.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Zita rashe ngari kuti.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father.
Mwari wedu wekumusoro kudenga.
Many raise their hands.
Vazhinji vasimudza maoko
avo. This morning, this evening.
Manheru ano.
They want prayer.
Vari kunamata.
I pray God.
Ndiri kunamata Mwari.
That this will be the final touch.
Kuti kuve kubata kwekupedzisira.
Today.
Nhasi.
They won't reason anymore.
Havachazofunganya zvakare.
They'll go.
Vachaenda.
Believing.
Vachitenda.
Granted, Lord.
Zviitewo ishe.
Hallelujah. It's a certain sound.
Kuruzha runonzwisisika.
It's the gospel sound.
Hanzi ruzha rwe.
Glorious jubilee year.
Gore rejubhere.
Listen to what the prophet says.
He
says the time of deliverance is here. The time of deliverance is here.
He
says, we tied. He make an example. An old crow up. A crow.
Gunguo
by his foot.
Nech kapshayo.
Scare the other crows away.
Oh, ragadzinga vamwe makunguo.
Eating at the cornfield.
Angachidya
mutsake. Well, that poor old crow.
Asi gunguo iri rakare.
He just caught.
Rakabata.
And the other crows. Going over, coming to him to come. And he couldn't fly. Because he was tied. And one day, somebody
come
by and looked at him and said, oh, poor old fellow. He's just starved to death. So he just reached down and untied this crow. The other crows flew over and sang. Come on, Johnny. Johnny Crow. Let's go south. It's getting cold weather. And that old fellow. Been tied so long. Till he still thought. He was tied when he was untied. Isn't it how some people are today? God has set them free long time. But because they have been tied so long, they could not discern between untied and tied.
ancestors, just like somebody came this week, untying this little bird. Christ has come to untie you. And we, the other eagles, if you are still bound in sin, in the things of the world, we are here to tell you, come on, my brother. Come on, my sister.
Amen.
We are here to encourage you, to tell you are free, my brother. You are free, my sister. Use your wings. Yes, sir. Lose him. Let him go. Hallelujah.
He
said, Lord, what is your desire tonight? He said, Lord, deliver me from all my faulty habits.
It
might be somebody, I don't know. The brother, I'm so used to these books and habits. The Lord, deliver me from faulty books. The Lord, deliver me from faulty jokes. Lord, deliver me from those faulty thoughts. That is a deliverance meeting. Deliver me, Lord, from lusting after women. Lusting after men. Lord, deliver me from lusting after money. Lust after shiny things. God of deliverance. Say, Lord, let loose. Lose me. Lord, take away all these ungodly spells on my life. Deliver me from any spell that's been placed upon me. Deliver me, Lord. My precious brothers and sisters, God was serious. He was when he told the church to lose Lazarus, because Lazarus was bound. Yes, sir. Lazarus needed to be freed. Cut loose from all unbelief. Young people, cut loose from all worldly company. Young sisters, cut loose from all ungodly dressing. This is a cut loose service. This is a service where Christ wants to restore you. He wants to set you free. That's why it's important to say, Lord, that's me, Father.
Dini Baba.
I am bound in fashion. I strive after the things of the world. I am lusting after money. I mean, running after shiny things. I need you, Lord, to cut loose. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword.
So
if you need some cutting to do tonight, the word of God has been sharpened.
Sharpened.
The knife has been sharpened. If there's one thing that can upset a chef, you know what is a chef? A chef that works in a kitchen.
Okay.
If there is one thing that upsets a chef,
it's
when you give him a knife that's not sharp enough.
Ukamupa banga rakagoma.
A chef.
Muna nobiko.
He wants a proper knife.
Anoda banga kwaro.
He wants to.
Anoku cheka.
That's what he wants to do.
Ashimanya.
He don't want to do.
Hadi kunetse.
No sir.
Kwete.
It's part of his reputation.
Bochi kamu che mbiri yake.
The quality of steak.
Nyama yacho mabudirayo.
That he handles.
Yano budita.
Then he needs to prepare.
Yano pana ukadira.
When he cut it,
can I see check? Hallelujah.
Is that true?
Is there
any chef in the church here?
Sister Kadiwa got pan one of
the. Is there any chef? Yes, our sister.
Amen.
She can say, yes, but that's true.
I
like to work myself. I'm a fisherman. And when I have to fillet the fish, because to remove the bone in the middle from the fish,
to debone
any fish,
you
need a proper knife. You know my knife at home? I gave him a name. When I come in, I always ask, where's respect? His name is Respect.
Do not respect our food.
Because that knife is so sharp.
Raka pinza.
Brother, if you touch that blade,
because
when I do my fillet, I start from the tail of the fish. And my left hand is on the bottom of the fish, on top of the fish. My whole hand is exposed to an open blade. So now, this knife, if it's not sharp enough, I will cut my hand off. I will cut my fingers in pieces. But rather the benefit of the sharp knife.
When
I open the tail a little bit, I go with it. Then I take the fillet off. Then I turn the fish around. And then I do the other part. Two fillets. What is left? Only the bone in the middle. The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It can deliver you. No matter what condition, no matter how hard the material, no matter how deep you are in sin, how deep you are in trouble, how deep you have run from God. His word is sharper. It can cut. It can close. It can chop. It can fillet. Any demon. Any problem. Under any condition. Cut loose. Young people, cut loose from those worldly desires. Cut loose from the fashions of the world. Cut loose. Come out like Lazarus. Come out. Bound in sin. Jesus told Mary and Martha. Lose him. Lose him. Let him go free. Don't play with knives that's not sharp enough. Don't play with knives that are not sharp. You're going to hurt yourself.
unozvicheka.
Your chances to hurt yourself with a sharp knife is so little.
Kuti uzvikwadze nebanga rakapinza.
Because what I realize there's no pressure on the blade anymore.
Hapana pressure pabanga nokuti rinongofamba.
Cut your onion. Cut your steak. Cut your beef. Rather, you're taking from the bone. Hallelujah. You know, when something that not, you know, sisters, you know, you that do catering. When you do a roast, maybe from beef,
what?
If you want to cut nice pieces off, because your customers, your clients, when they come, it's an occasion. And they know that they've ordered, you know, beef, you know, roast. When you stand there, and they come in the queue to dish up, you hear them how they ask, where's the beef, the roast? Your knife was not sharp. Your roast will end up in mince.
Because
a knife is not sharp.
So
when the Lord cut tonight, the Holy Ghost tonight is asking us, cut loose from all these worldly things. You find sometimes there are women. I don't know if it's here in your country. In South Africa. European countries. They still use makeup. But it's the other one is see through. You can't see. Transparent. Cut loose from that makeup, sisters. Cut loose from that makeup. The first woman that wear makeup was fit to the dogs. Sisters, our shoes have become so high. Why? Cut loose from those high heels. You know, when you put your high heels on, your body is twisting all over the way. Are you happy that other men desire your body when you're in town or in the shop or in the office? Remember the other day we gave a testimony when my sister was married? The day before the wedding, some other young girls were coming for the wedding, and they were the bridesmaids to the Debbie. And the day before the wedding, they were coming to my father's house, and we went through all my mother went through the clothes, and eventually we got the boxes with the shoes. And the youth was like this. So my father said, Nikki, where's the grinder? You see, deacons, you must get yourself grinders at the door.
Grinders.
From this Sunday. There will be a grinder plug
in
every entrance of this church. So if you come in like this, you will come in like this now. Because right there at the door, you, cut loose. That's the only way, church, that God can revive you. That was the only way for Lazarus to be free again. Was for the church to loosen him. What do we have tonight that can set us free? We have the word. We have thus saith the Lord. We have a promise. We have the word. Cut loose.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
brothers, fathers.
Ama, wanababa.
We're going to pray now. We're going to close. Time is up.
Cha namata nguwa ya kupera.
But let's get to the fathers and the brothers now.
Ikaitende kuna baba ne ama. Iko zvino.
Glory, it's time.
Yakuwa
to cut loose.
Yakusunungura
from all bad habits.
Kubabu hunu wakaipa.
You find brothers, they don't go home from work. They always have somebody that they visit.
Unoona ama aziende straight kumba kubva kubasa. Vanombotanga vashanyira umwe munhu.
Cut loose,
sunungurwa
from all bad habits.
Kubabu hunu wese wakaipa.
Faulty television programs.
Pa my program
and become a true father and a husband to your family. It's time to cut loose, brothers. You know how do I desire to spend time with my boys? You know, this year 7 months away from home. I always had a desire to be close to them. But you find fathers, they are right at home. They are not a father. They are not a husband. But brother, cut loose. Become a true father. Become a true husband to your wife. You find these fathers, they are only, they are just serious.
So
they don't want to play ball with the boys. They don't want to go onto the soccer field. No, I'm backsliding. If I go to the play some ball with the boys, just keep boys. It's your boys, play with them. If you don't play with them, somebody else is going to play with them. If you can't give time to your family, brother, somebody else is going to give them time. You will find your boys watching all these dirty movies. You will find your boys watching all these dirty pictures. Today, when you really want to kick soccer with him, you will find him so bound by sin. That it will take you another year to lose all those grace cloths around
you.
Be a real father.
Cut
loose. Say, brother, you doesn't know my situation at home. I must work overtime. Why only you overtime? Your family needs you, brother. Your wife needs you at home. She needs you in the kitchen. Say, no, brother Nikki, you don't understand. You South Africans, you like to cook with your wife. We Zimbabweans, we don't cook.
Brother,
my prophet, one day, he found his wife. She was depressed. She was burdened. And know what he did? He took
an apron.
He put it on over him. He never belittled himself from a prophet to a woman. No. He knew the situation in the house. Why is your wife so depressed? Why is she screaming upon the children? She needs you to put on an apron. Don't be like a boss. Don't be like a chief. Big stomach, you sit there. Bring your food. Bring your salsa. Bring this. Take the knife. Peel the potatoes. Peel the onions. Peel the carrots. Don't be a boss. Don't be a chief. Be a husband. Be a daddy. Be a father. Don't be a chief. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is here. My precious brother. To lose you.
kukushandisa kukusunungura.
If you want to see a happy wife,
kana uchida kuona mudzimai anofa,
start peeling the potatoes.
Enda unomenya mapotato.
Start cleaning the onions for us.
Obvo wacheka hanyanisi.
Take the mop.
Otora
wash the floor.
Uchimopa.
Take the broom.
Otora broom.
Broom the kitchen.
Uchitsvaira mumba. Mukitchen.
Don't be a chief or a boss.
I want to pass akumba.
Your wife is under pressure.
Mudzimai akasimbirira.
She's stressed. She has depression because you are a chief. No, let God cut loose. Cut loose. If our prophet could set the example for us, you see, brothers, you have to believe everything the world has told us to do. Don't just believe and just part of the other party. Believe it all. It's Malachi 4. There's a pillar of fire. Very Malachi 4. He put on an apron and start in the kitchen and start frying the eggs.
I start frying the mushrooms.
Whilst the Mira was ready, hallelujah, putting the muffins in the oven. Cut loose, brothers. So, Lord, deliver me from my chief estate. From my bossy estate. Make me a father, Lord. Make me a husband.
Hallelujah.
Because, brother, you're not going to wear the apron at the convention. No. But in your house,
Mumba Mako,
be the daddy for your boys.
Sister, and that
mother,
Amai.
It's time to cut loose.
Yangula, Yakusunguru.
From all desires of the world. Fashions. You find married women today, they still want to be like their daughters. They want to be like the woman outside. 20 years married, 15 years married, 20 years married.
You
see them still with tight clothes on,
high heels,
fashion clothing.
Fashion.
Cut loose, my sister. You don't have to be confronted by deacons for immoral dressing. Because you have been cut loose from their desires. Be a genuine housewife. Be a mother to your children. Cut loose from just being a fashion queen. Putting pressure on your husband. To earn more money. Because you saw somebody, some sister with a certain shoe or a certain dress. Your husband is doing enough. You know, that's all he can give to you. If you cut loose, you will see a happy husband. When he leaves home in the morning, he's under pressure.
Yes.
Lose him.
Musunungure
and let him go.
Umusiyo aende.
Lose him and let him go.
Musunungure aende.
Young boys and young girls.
Wakomane shtik ni wasikane shtik.
It's time to cut loose.
Yanguwa yakusunungurwa
from all bad company.
Kubva mushamwari dzakaipa.
Wrong friends.
Shamwari disiriti.
Say, brother, I don't have friends.
What a man, dina shamwari.
What about your WhatsApp?
Ko WhatsApp yako iwe.
What's on your WhatsApp?
Chizi ni pa WhatsApp pako.
What's on your Facebook?
Ko pa Facebook pako pana nani.
What about those friends?
And most of those friends on your Facebook account, it's not believers. Most of them on your WhatsApp is not believers. It's not helping you to put now and then a scripture, the Lord is my shepherd. No. Say, brother, I don't have friends. Are you willing tonight to bring your
cell phone
and let the deacons open it?
Say,
brothers, come and see. All my friends, his Christian friends,
Ma Christo,
we will be so blessed to see that. But tonight,
as Maneran,
by the grace of God, we want you to cut loose. Because those friends are taking you away from God. Those friends is taking you away from the word. They are robbing you from your prayer life. Your dedication is gone. You know what happened with me the other day? A sister introduced WhatsApp to my son. So Jonathan is 14 years old.
Jonathan is 14, Makore.
So he came home. And he went to his mother. He spoke to his mother. He said,
Mommy,
this sister told me it's very cheap to be on WhatsApp. I can meet a lot of friends. A message believer. Introducing WhatsApp to a 14-year-old boy.
Mutende weshoko lengwa kupedzira achiintroducer WhatsApp kune mwana komana ane 14 years.
She said, Jonathan,
but Jonathan,
you better go to your dad.
Chikanzi Jonathan, enda kuna
go to your father.
Enda kuna baba.
He came to me.
Kauya kwandiri.
He said, Daddy.
Daddy.
This certain sister.
Has
locked me on. I don't know how you do these things. And she put me on WhatsApp. And she told me that I can have friends now and I can know everybody. I said, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
My precious son. You are now 14 years old. You know what I desire for you. What is my desire for you? Since you know between right and wrong, have you ever seen your dad, your mother, on Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter? Have you ever seen us using these accounts? Say Jonathan. Where's your phone? I took his phone. And I blocked that face, that WhatsApp account.
WhatsApp account.
I say, Jonathan.
Jonathan.
My precious son. Until the Lord has filled you with his presence.
Yes.
I say, for now,
as
you see the face of God. You see how dangerous these things is. You see, the very woman can introduce your very child with something else. She said, I'm very sorry, Daddy.
It
never happened, Jonathan.
Kanzi,
I trust you as the son and as the elder son of this house. When I took his phone, I logged on. He showed me how to get in there. I saw how many numbers was there. And now,
my number,
it was my old phone, that he has used that we can communicate with him. All my numbers of all the pastors is on that phone. And brother, let me tell you, everyone locked into Jonathan. Pastor so and so, brother so and so. The Lord, I start to read the messages and see how they communicate. It's not even brother or it's you and I. And no respect. No respect. Men of God, they doesn't even know how to speak to one another, how to address one another. Took the phone. Switch on the kettle. Put it in a kettle. Boil it up. Cut loose, parents. Don't be afraid of your children. God will stand. God will keep you in account. Watch it boil, Jonathan. Watch it boil, my son. Until you have the Holy Ghost, then he will give you another phone. But watch him boil. Watch him boil. Watch him boil, my son. Cut loose. Church, cut loose. We are the end time. Let God help us tonight that we surrender our lives so He can deliver us from all unbelief. Let us stand tonight. I can feel the presence of the Lord. The Lord wants to deliver somebody tonight. Cut loose tonight. Cut loose tonight. Say, Lord, I surrender tonight. I need to be cut loose. I need deliverance. Lord, I am caught up. But I am bound. I am bound in sin. I am bound in unbelief. I am bound, Lord, with this.
Sin.
Lord, my phone has a lot of mess on.
Oh,
as a husband, Lord, you spoke to me. Lord, I am not a husband anymore. I have too many secrets to my wife.
While
in this place. Say, Lord, I want to cut loose. Is there anyone tonight? Say, Lord, I need deliverance. Where are you? Say, Lord, I need deliverance. I need deliverance. Come in the prayer line. As you come, you move to your seat.
We have a prayer line.
Let us be very quickly. Only those.
We are our bed.
Only those.
Our bed.
That needs deliverance. The Lord will help you tonight.
What do you say?
I need my sister, come stand.
Simukai.
Gracious Father,
amen.
I pray the deliverance prayer upon my sister now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Deliver my brother, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Deliver my brother, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Deliver my brother, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Deliver my brother, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatsoever in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, deliver my precious brother. In Jesus' name. Lord, deliver my sister. In Jesus' name.